What do you counsel them as it relates to cardiac problems?
Well, these patients are followed very closely. I talk to them about having their echoes or muggles every 6 months, and that if in the event they have any problems, that, you know, we would back off of their Herceptin and repeat their scans and go from there. Thus far, we've been very fortunate with our patient population. I think that patients who were involved in the adjuvant Herceptin trials were selected patients, those patients who had low cardiac risk factors. So as we start treating patients in the adjuvant setting, we're going to really need to implement some kind of risk assessment for these patients, and they probably should be monitored more closely. It would behoove us to monitor these patients more closely than every 6 months if they are high-risk patients.
What kinds of questions do you think a nurse who's providing Herceptin over that year should be asking their patient?
Number one, which would be a crucial indicator of what kind of medical history the patient has, what kind of medications are they taking? Do they have a cardiologist? Have they been seen by a cardiologist? Things of that nature that we could map out a history that a patient would forget that they've been treated for congestive heart failure 3 years ago, but they're on Lasix. You know, red flags for us as medical professionals to recognize this patient has a greater risk factor than the patient sitting next to her who's not taking any medications at all.
What about cardiac symptoms? Are there any that you think should be routinely asked about?
Absolutely. Shortness of breath, edema, fatigue. Absolutely. I think there needs to be some sort of routine assessment of these patients, especially if they've come off anthracycline-based treatment prior to the Herceptin. If these are higher-risk patients to begin with other comorbidities, cardiac-related, they need to be followed closer.